We've been looking at the Ten Commandments. Each of the Ten Commandments tells us something about God and something about ourselves. And essentially what it tells us is that we need God, that we ourselves are sinners, and that we can't cleanse ourselves. And tonight, as we look at the Third Commandment, it's not any different to that. It just expands on that. Let's pray before we read the first three commandments again and then talk about that. Let's pray. Father in heaven, thank you for your word. Thank you for revealing yourself to us, that you are the true God, that you desire worship, and that you have shown us how to worship you. Thank you that you hear us as we come and open up our hearts to your word now, and I pray that each person in here will open up their hearts to you. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. So let's read again the first seven verses of Exodus 20. These are the first three commandments with the little intro. And God spoke all these words, saying, I am the Lord your God, who brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. You shall have no other gods before me. You shall not make for yourself a carved image, any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. You shall not bow down to them, nor serve them, for I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquities of the fathers upon the children to the third and fourth generations of those who hate me, but showing mercy to thousands to those who love me and keep my commandments. You shall not take the name of the Lord your God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless who takes his name in vain. So we've looked at the first two commandments. The first two commandments we saw are about worship. In the first commandment, God says, I'm the Lord your God, I have delivered you out of slavery, and I am God, I demand worship. He says, I am unique, I am the only one in control, and I'm the only one who can save you. And he demands your worship. He's a king, and he demands that we bow before him. And whether or not we bow before him doesn't change the fact that he is king. It just changes our relationship to him. The second commandment is about how we actually come before him. He tells us that he is unique. There is nothing else like him in the world. Therefore, don't try and worship him by setting up some sort of image and then worshipping that. And also, we looked at last week about the way that in the end, sometimes we actually start worshipping the things in the world that God has created rather than actually worshipping God himself. So the first two commandments are about worship. God demanding your worship as king, and then God again demanding your worship as the unique God, the only thing worth your time and money and energy and affection. And the third commandment, again, is about worship. This is what he says. He says, you shall not take the name of the Lord your God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless who takes his name in vain. Now, there's a phrase in there which we probably don't really use. That is, to take the name of God in vain. To take something in vain is not really something that we say in our ordinary conversation. Some other translations might say, you shall not blaspheme, which probably doesn't really help unless you actually know what taking the name of the Lord your God in vain already means. Another translation actually says, you shall not misuse the name of the Lord your God. So when we're talking about God, we don't misuse the name of God. But I actually quite like the translation, don't take the name of God in vain. Because when you think about the word vain, The literal meaning of the word vain is empty. Vain means empty. And what this command is saying is, when you speak about God, don't speak about God in an empty way. Don't take God's name and not mean anything by that, because God's name isn't empty. When you speak about God, there is a God behind that name, and he is full and majestic and awesome and scary. And so he is anything but empty. And here, in this commandment, God expands on the way that we worship him. He doesn't just demand worship. He doesn't just say, don't worship me through idols or don't set your love on anything else. He says, be careful about the way that you speak about God, because the way that you speak about God reflects something that's in your heart. It reflects the way that you understand God. And when you speak about God in a way which is empty, it shows that you haven't really understood what God is like at all, because God is anything but empty. When we speak about God, we need to believe and remember that God is here with us. He can hear us speaking about him. We also need to remember that God will judge the way that we speak about him. He makes a judgment about it. So, just as you wouldn't make jokes about your boss while your boss is standing in the room, or you wouldn't espouse republicanism while you're talking to the Queen, we don't take the name of God lightly or speak lightly about God ever, because God is always with us. He always hears us, and he will actually judge what we say. So we need to think about, how can we speak lightly about God? How do we speak lightly about God? Now, I'll give you 7 ideas. So I'll ask the kids after how many they can remember. 7 ways that we speak lightly about God. Kalila, you're going to have to try and tell me as many as you can. Okay, 7 ways that we speak lightly about God. We treat God as if he is empty. Now, to take the name of the Lord your God in vain, the first way that you can take God's name in vain is just to speak hatefully about God. There are those who hate God and they say terrible things about God, and they actively go against God, and that is definitely blaspheming. They say that God is nothing, God doesn't exist. Some people will even say that God is evil, or at least the God as he's represented in the Bible is evil. That's the first way that you can definitely blaspheme. But that's something that we really obviously understand. We understand that God will be offended if people say, I hate God. But there are other ways that we can offend God just by speaking about him lightly. The way that God's name is often used in our society is not hatefully, but carelessly. So the second way that we can speak about God in an empty way is to be careless about the way that we speak about God. Some people are careless and they tell jokes about God. Now, when people tell jokes about God, what they don't really understand is that God is real, and we can't, if God is real, then the things that we say actually matter. And we can't joke about God or about God's judgment or about what God wants without actually saying something which makes light of God, so that it seems like God doesn't matter anymore. So when we speak carelessly about God, sometimes people just use the name of God in a sentence without actually meaning to say anything about God at all. That is to take God's name and use it lightly. And it shows that our heart is not worshipping God. A third way that we take God's name lightly is when we take vows, but we don't actually think about it. Sometimes people use the name of God to take a vow, but they don't actually think carefully about their vow. Now, in our society, when people go to court, often they'll swear on a Bible, and they may say, "So help me God." However, if that person says, "So help me God," or they swear upon the Bible, which is God's word, and yet they don't really care about what God says in his word, or they don't really care about whether or not God is or can help them, then they are speaking carelessly about God. And when they swear on that Bible, or when they swear in the name of God, they are actually condemning themselves, and they are breaking this commandment. People do this in courtrooms when they swear by the Bible, and they don't actually care for the God of the Bible. People do this when they get married, and they get married in the sight of God, and they make vows before God, but they don't actually care what God thinks. People do this when they bring their children for baptism, and they make vows before God, but they don't actually care what God thinks. They just want to have their child baptized. People do this in a whole bunch of ways which are trying to be religious, and yet they don't really care what God thinks. They just want to show that they are good people. When people take vows in front of God without actually caring what God thinks, that is taking God's name in vain. And all of these things are things which people who are not Christians might do. Maybe sometimes they're things that Christians do, but not usually. And yet, even as Christians, you might take the name of the Lord your God in vain. For instance, a fourth way that you can take God's name lightly is when you're using the name of God in your worship, when you're singing about God, but your heart is not actually with God. And you sing the wonderful lyrics in a wonderful song, and you name the name of God in your worship, but your heart is not actually worshipping God. Perhaps your heart is somewhere else. Perhaps your heart is still caught up in all of the things that are important in your life. And so the thing which is not important to you at that time is God. When you do that, when you sing those songs and when you speak those words, but you don't actually love the Lord your God in your heart at that time, or are concerned for the importance of what you're saying, you're taking the name of the Lord your God in vain. You're using the name of God carelessly in worship. And if you come, and if you sing to the great God Almighty, but don't treat him as the great God Almighty, then your singing is not worship. It actually condemns you. It's a sin. When you come and you sing that you love Jesus, and yet you don't love Jesus, it's not worship. It actually condemns you. It is breaking this commandment. It is taking the name of the Lord your God lightly, in vain. And there's another way that people who might call themselves Christians, sometimes they are Christians, actually take God's name lightly. Sometimes people actually use God's name to try and make their sin seem okay. Sometimes people say that they are doing something which God would approve of when they haven't actually looked in the Word of God to figure out whether or not God does actually approve of it. People might say, God would want us to live together. Or God would want us to love that person, and therefore it means we must take this particular course of action. Some people would say, I'm sure God wouldn't care if we did this particular thing. But if you really want to know what God wants from you, check in the scriptures. Don't just say, I'm sure God will want us to do this, without actually figuring out whether or not God wants you to do that. Don't say, I'm sure God wouldn't care, if you haven't actually read God's word, to find out whether or not he does care. When you say those things, when you speak in your voice as though you have the mind of God in you, and you haven't actually understood the word of God, then you are taking God's name lightly, and you are using God's name to try and make your sins seem okay. Sometimes people also address God, and this is the sixth way that we can take God's name lightly. Sometimes people address God in a way which actually doesn't recognise his glory. Now, when we come to God, we must remember that he is God who sits in heaven. He is our Father in heaven, and Jesus is the one who has died for us, and God has shown his love for us. So there are many ways in which we can be close to God, but at the same time, we must not forget our place before God. When people come before God as the big guy upstairs, they take God's name lightly. When people come before God in a way that is just a little bit of a joke when they pray, that is taking God's name lightly. When people come to God in a way which takes God down out of heaven and makes him more and more like us, that's taking God's name lightly. And if we come to God and we speak to him and we forget that God is our Father and our Judge and the eternal Creator of the universe, and we speak to God in a way which forgets that he is our Father and our Judge and the eternal Creator of the universe, then when we speak to him, we take his name lightly. And finally, the seventh way that people take God's name lightly is to take God and to bring him down and put him alongside everything else. This is not usually people who call themselves Christians, but sometimes people who call themselves Christians do this. When you take Jesus and you put him aside, you put him beside Muhammad in a prayer meeting, or you put him aside, or you take the Bible and you read the Bible and you love the Bible, but you also love to read the Hindu texts and you think that Islam is very wise. And in our society, often we are encouraged to do this, to think that Jesus is important, and he is just as important as Islam, and he is just as important as Hindu, and he is just as important as what someone else says. And when we take Jesus, when we take God, when we take God's word, and say that God is really important, in fact, he's just as important as all these other people, then what we do is we take God down from heaven and bring him down here to the level of everyone else. We take God's name lightly if we speak of him in a way which is not higher than everything else in this world. So those are seven ways that we take God's name lightly. Some of those, you might think, are not you. They're not you because you don't hate God, and perhaps you know that God is higher than everyone else. Perhaps you've taken vows and you knew that God was watching, and you certainly intend to keep your vows before God. But even if you're a Christian, you start to think about it and you say, well, when I pray to God, maybe I don't actually remember just how great and awesome my God is. Maybe when I speak about him, I don't remember how great and powerful he is. And when I worship him, my worship doesn't actually reflect just how great and incredible our God is. So we speak the words, but we say it lightly. And this is what God says to those who hate and to those who take him lightly. He says, do not take the name of the Lord your God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless who takes his name in vain. For every person who has ever spoken about God without actually speaking about him in the way that shows that God is the fullest, greatest, most magnificent and unutterably mysterious God, above and beyond everything in all the world, you are guilty of blasphemy. And when you are guilty of blasphemy, then the Bible says, God will notice. God doesn't take a blind eye. He doesn't look away when we speak about him carelessly or when we worship him carelessly. It says, the Lord will not hold him guiltless who takes his name in vain. That means every single person who doesn't understand the majesty of God is guilty. And that means that every single person is guilty. And here is where we need Jesus, because no one can live up to that commandment. We're all fallen. Every single person has taken the name of the Lord our God in vain. And if every single person has taken the name of the Lord God in vain, then every single person needs to be cleansed by the blood of Jesus Christ. Because, as he says here, the Lord will not hold him guiltless who takes his name in vain. Jesus Christ died not for his own guilt, because he did understand and he never blasphemed the Lord his God, his Father in heaven, his Father and our God. Jesus did not die for his own guilt. He died for our guilt. He died for you if you repent of your blasphemy and believe in Jesus Christ. If you repent of the fact that you haven't worshipped God the way that he deserves to be worshipped, and you believe in Jesus Christ cleanses us from all our sins. The name of God is a wonderful thing, because even though we are condemned by the fact that we take God's name lightly, we are also called upon to use God's name. We are called upon to cry out to the Lord. We are not told to avoid the name of God. Instead, God says, come to me. Cry out to the Lord. He will give you cleansing and he will give you peace. We're all guilty of not worshipping God the way that he deserves to be worshipped. This is a basic sin and is part of all of us. So all of us need Jesus. Amen.